since rivalries at the top of South Sudan's government erupted into armed conflict in December 2013. UNICEF estimates that at least 2,500 children have been killed or injured, including more than 250 cases of rape or sexual assault reported. Around 2.2 million children are not in school, which represents the highest proportion of any country in the world. More than a third of all schools have been attacked by armed groups, said UNICEF. Mahembu Mdo, UNICEF's representative in South Sudan, said that more than 2 million children had been forced to flee their homes during the months of brutal fighting, which has caused a famine in some areas of the devastated country. Mr. Mdo said millions of children were suffering unthinkable hardships and setbacks in their education, nutrition, health and their rights. So far this year, UNICEF and partners have provided aid to more than 293,000 children under five to treat malaria, pneumonia and diarrhea, as well as treating more than 5,000 cases of cholera. They've treated more than 80,000 acutely malnourished children and given 184,000 access to education. Mr. Ndo said that South Sudan's children had no cause to celebrate Independence Day, adding that what they most urgently needed was peace. Matt Wells, United Nations.